country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on March 26th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for this live show. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We skip Saturdays and come back Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm beaming this show out to you from my studio in North Dakota. The emanation of the whole network is from Round Rock, Texas, where RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, calls home. And you can participate from wherever you call home at 800-313-9443. And let's see, what might we talk about tonight? Oh, my goodness. Can you think of a topic? Things are so quiet. Not much happening. Virus? You want to talk about virus tonight? Oh, I might do that. That's all there is on TV. That's all there is in the news. And, how many school kids are now out of school in the U.S.? It's over 40 million, isn't it? Something in that area? Isn't it darn near every kid in America? I know here in North Dakota, what an unlikely place. What? North Dakota? None of the kids are in school. My kids, nobody's in school. And there's nobody sick with China virus in any of the schools. And certainly nobody's died in the whole state of North Dakota. But, hey, gonna shut her down. And there we are. And many other places, same story. Let's go to the numbers. And lest I forget, a story I was trying to talk about the other night, and I never got around to doing it. South Korea. Let me do what I can from memory, and then I'll try to bring back a tab that has some of the information that I was wanting to convey to you about this virus and how different societies handle it. I'm looking at the chart, something I've been hoping for, sort of in vain, actually, up to now, is that moment in the history of a virus, which every virus goes through, where the people start getting it, there's an acceleration, the graph goes up, steepens, then it tapers, then it lowers its acceleration, and then dies out. Every flu epidemic that you've ever been a part of, how old are you? If you're 39 years old, you've been through 39 of these flu epidemics or flu seasons. They all do that. And this one is doing that, but not as compactly as I would have liked, because the graph is still steeply rising on the number of reported cases and on the number of deaths. The tapering off, we haven't reached that point. South Korea, on the other hand, has done that. So one asks, what are the South Koreans? What have they done differently from us? How is South Korea and the South Koreans different? Because if you look at the graph of the South Korean China flu, the Wuhan flu, the Hubei flu, Wuhan, a city of 10 million, a province of 58 million, I think, people, Wuhan, where the entire, we are told, if we trust the Chinese numbers, that the entire China virus was confined to Hubei province, 58 million people, only 4% of the population, that particular, think of it as an American state comparable to Pennsylvania, as 4% of China. Somehow this virus never really got outside of Hubei. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the, I don't know. But it got to South Korea. It's gotten everywhere now. And in South Korea, let me look at their graph. South Korea has a total number of cases of 9,241. That's, a little more than a tenth of our, we are told, 84,000 cases. I'm rounding the numbers off. Those 9,000 cases with 131 total deaths in South Korea. Now, South Korea, of course, is quite adjacent in proximity to China. Near to China in culture and genetics. Although it is we'll talk about the South Koreans in a moment, because therein lies the clue as to why the South Koreans are doing a good job of handling the China virus. Only 131 deaths. That compares with our current, let me go over here and look at our current statistic in this regard. The United States is, according to the Johns Hopkins dashboard, has 1,209 deaths. Again, speaking very roughly, about 10 times the death toll in South Korea. And South Korea is a nation of, well, now I'm in trouble. Let me get a tab going here for South Korea and get their national facts going here. And I think we can make a story that's interesting to you here, informative, useful, productive. Maybe you can incorporate it and integrate it even better than I. South Korea, population. Is it about 50 million, like 53 million? Am I way off in my memory? Population, 52 million. So it's a sixth of our population, less than a sixth. And its death toll is not that far off from ours. If you multiply theirs by six, they come up with 780, about 800 deaths proportionately to our 1,200. So those are both in the same ballpark. Things I didn't know about South Korea. I learned this after the show, the night I was talking about South Korea. I said, you know, I'll bet you these are a very homogeneous people, like looking for clues as to why they have done a good job. And I said, I'll bet they're very homogeneous. Well, it turns out they're one of the most homogeneous people in the world. Koreans in South Korea are overwhelmingly Korean. Interesting. Another thing that's interesting about them is that they are super achievers. They have three top flight universities. It's a rule among Korean children. They want to get into these universities and they compete ferociously to get into these universities. They outperform our kids massively in the sciences. Every kid in Korea is learning English. How do you like them apples? There's another thing I didn't know about Korea. Again, just trying to get a profile of the country. Why are they doing so well? Half the country, a quarter of the country is Christian. That's surprising to most people. A quarter of the country is Korean Buddhist. And more than half the country has no religious practice at all or belief. That kind of caught me by surprise. I thought the Koreans would have, I didn't realize Buddhism is really their home religion is really Buddhism. They share that with Japan. Although Japan has an earlier ancestor worship religion that predates Buddhism and coexists with it today in Japan. But the Japanese and the Koreans are very, very similar in their homogeneity as a people, as a race, their harmony as a people. So in their response to this virus, they've acted very harmoniously in a very organized way. And it's worked because their graph, now I'll go to their graph. You look in vain on the Johns Hopkins website. You look in vain for a graph that has done what the Chinese graph has done, which is to taper off into an end. You look for an end to the virus. Well, you find it in South Korea. Let me just check Japan. The South Korean graph has almost flattened out. And it's flattened out at, let's see, total number of cases. Let me just tell you here. It's like yesterday, the number of cases in South Korea went up from, okay, let me get real close to my screen here. It went up from 9,000 total cases to 9,100. So 100 new cases, that's a very manageable thing in a nation of 54 million people. How have they done that? And their period of illness, of active acceleration of the flu lasted a total of, I'm looking at their graph here. I know this is, boy, some of you must say, Kelso, you're choking me with these graphs and numbers. This is a radio show. I can't see what you're looking at. So I try to paint the picture, kind of like those baseball announcers of days of yesteryear when they go, you know, Casey's at the bat, you know, he swings. It's going. The center fielder's, it's gone. So I try to paint a picture like that. The graph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Think about that. It went from nothing. There was nothing. Nothing going on. No sickness in as of February 20th. No sickness in South Korea at all. February 20th. Here we are. We're at March 26th. Okay, a month ago. 5 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And on March 6th, their epidemic essentially was over. And since then, they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks of a pretty flat graph. As I say, yesterday, 100 new cases. I don't know whether the death toll on that. But that's the portrait of a epidemic that is not something to, you know, close your world over, close your schools, send everybody home, shut down your industry, collapse your civilization. That's a normal flu right there. Well, there's nothing magical that the Koreans did. Let's look at some other nations and see if we can't find, let's see where we are in that picture. How many weeks? And again, I'm trusting all these figures. This might be, I'm trusting the Johns Hopkins or the people who are providing Johns Hopkins with their numbers aren't screwing around with the numbers. That may be a mistake. Hmm? But let's just go with it. Okay, the U.S., oh, maybe there's an element of hope here. How long has the growth, the explosive growth of the illness been running in the U.S.? Well, I'm feeling good about this. It's really been growing in the U.S. 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. Wow. 4 weeks. That means if we follow the Korean pattern, next week we'll have a big rise in numbers. Next week, 7 days. And then the graph turns over. And we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We see the end of the flu season, the epidemic. So there's a takeaway from the show right there. We're having a little primer on South Korea, its culture, its identity. You know, I'm a big advocate. I love Japan and I love the Japanese because they understand being a people. They always will be. Japan will never be overrun. It will never cease to be Japan or Japanese. And remember the national anthem? 8,000 generations. May they reign in Japan. I love that anthem. The Koreans think similarly. Oddly, the Koreans and Japanese don't get along with each other at all. That's pretty weird. But they're strong nationalists for their own nation. The Japanese have treated the Koreans like dirt, and the Koreans have not had as much occasion to reciprocate toward the Japanese, but I imagine they might. They had the opportunity. But anyway, bless their hearts both, because the Koreans will not cease to be Koreans. Not quite as sure on that as I am of the Japanese, because the Koreans, of course, have the special problem of the plague of communism in North Korea. So their nation is divided against itself, and North Korea is a tinder box of trouble because of communism imported into North Korea from the Bolsheviks of both Russia. And of course, those Russian Bolsheviks exported their communism to Mao Zedong and the communist Chinese. That plague is still with us. It was the communist Chinese that drove into North Korea. Our troops, our army, fought the Chi-Coms face to face. This was a war between Red China and America. The North Koreans were very quickly pushed to the side by the Chinese communists. So we've actually already fought a war with Red China before, which is still an armistice. The war has not been legally or officially proclaimed at an end. And one of the great, great accomplishments of Donald Trump was to, by prestidigitation, to get Kim Jong-un to stop firing missiles over Japan and over South Korea while he's testing nukes and building submarines and building submarine-launched missiles. Donald Trump got this crazy man, Kim Jong-un, who's what, the grandson of the original Kim, you know, president for life, the Kim family. You know how communist voting goes, same way it goes everywhere in the third world. Well, I've forgotten the joke now. I've forgotten the joke. Some of you out there are remembering it for me. What's the joke about democracy in a dictatorship? I'll give you the essence of the joke. This is shameful on my part. But you get to vote one time. And of course, you don't even get to vote one time. Dictators for life. Well, we don't think we've breathed our last. We'll be right back after this break. In the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I'll tell you what, I'm extracting a message of hope from today's show. I want to convey it to you. Let me do that as we speak with our first caller tonight, Kevin, in the great and pretty darn virus-free state of West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm sitting out here in a hot tub trying not to, I'm not going to obey any curfew orders or anything like that because I feel like it steps on my civil liberties. And I wish the rest of us would, you know, follow my lead and not, you know, obey this tyranny, this crackdown. I honestly, this virus, sure, it kills people, but it's killing liberty, too. Because in the streets of, you know, America, especially here in West Virginia, I don't see dead people, but I see the dead ideals of liberty. You know, people capitulating and being afraid and listening to these quote-unquote governors that don't care if Donald Trump wants to open the country back up, you know, on or around Easter. They said, you're just going to leave everything closed. We're not going to follow his orders. I mean, I'm appalled. I'm utterly appalled because this virus.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
this whole thing is nothing more than a power grab. This whole thing, they're seizing on this. they're seizing on this to bring in, you know, tyranny. And like I told you before, I smell tyranny, and it's here at our doorstep. How many people, you know, how can you sit there and call a business essential or non-essential? It's essential for the business owner that owns that business. That's how they're making their way of life. I wish all of these business owners would go back to work, because if everybody went back to work, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Now, I'll tell you, Kevin, I should turn the microphone over to you. You've got that passion for the original concept here of this this theme on this show. And let's look at Kevin's home state here in West Virginia, the capital, Charleston, Kanawha County. How many deaths? None. How many cases detected? 5. I kind of travel around the state. The other large city in the state.
I'm in Berkeley County, if you're wondering. I don't think we even have a single case here in Berkeley County. I'm in the East.
Yeah, in Wheeling, you've got no deaths, 18 cases, and then that's about it for the whole state. You got little tiny little pockets here. I used to hang out down here. Let's just see what county this is going to be. Raleigh County, one case, one single case in Raleigh County down there in southern West Virginia. And then in Logan County, they got one case. So we're going to shut down West Virginia for that, folks. I don't think so. But now let me say this. This is a very hopeful thing. Here's what Kevin just said that's very true. The point here is to drive America into a frenzy of panic and hysteria. That word hysteria is best characterizes what the left wants. And with that hysteria, shut everything down, disrupt the entire life of the nation so that Donald Trump's boom economy is scuttled, and all sorts of, you know, whining and wailing and gnashing of teeth on TV. People actually who can't make their payments and, you know, on their car, their house, or anything else. And people who, you know, lost their income. But then that's the specialty of the left. They'll put those people, they'll have some compelling mother surrounded by her little children and daddy who's out of work. And, this is all, wow, the big bad orange man, he's the one who did this. And take away, they're doing two things simultaneously here. They intend to take Donald Trump out of office on November 3rd. But in the meantime, make sure that nothing gets done in the Patriot program. That everything is, everything's on hold and nothing moves forward in the Patriot program. And that Donald Trump has to spend his entire, I don't know what it is, 20 waking hours a day batting back the pukes in the media who are fomenting this hysteria.
Here's
the hopeful thing, Kevin. Here's what I want to convey to the audience. Just looking at these graphs, which I've been doing a lot for the last, and you notice how time has accelerated, folks? This has been going on for 4 or 5 weeks. That's it. That this has been in any kind of an accelerated mode. But here's the beauty. In South Korea, the China virus lasted 5 weeks. From takeoff to tapering off. 5 weeks. Now, all over the Western world, we're at the 4-week point. So next week should be a bad week in terms of not worth hysteria. Aren't going to be bodies in the street, but there'll be rising numbers. And then we'll talk about what's next. Stay with us, Ken. Kevin, we'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we're back, folks.
When I was a little boy.
We're right at the half hour. Let me give you another message of hope from today's show. First message of hope, we're at that week where the graph gains a shoulder and starts to level off. Second measure of hope, we're talking with Kevin in West Virginia, where there's no virus pandemic. There's the regular flu. I'm sure plenty of West Virginians have the regular current flu. What did you say, Kevin?
Nothing. I was going to ask.
Okay, I just heard I heard a beep. I heard a beep. That was a transmission from an alien spacecraft. It was over your cabin there in West Virginia. But I'm sure plenty of West Virginians have the run-of-the-mill garden variety flu this season that is expected, according to the CDC, to kill 50,000 people. Or when I say the word kill, let's be less dramatic. What does it mean? Remember, the CDC, I pointed this out yesterday for anybody that missed the show, this was a knock my socks off. On the CDC's own websites, and I wouldn't be surprised to see information like this deleted. I wouldn't be surprised to see these pages deleted from the CDC's website. The CDC states that adult incidence of flu is it's non-reportable, but they had a different word. Anyway, non-reportable. It's a synonym for that. In other words, they don't want to know. They don't want your doctor to inform them that his or her patient there in Kanawha County, West Virginia, died of the flu. Why? Why would they not want to know? I'm sure they want to know every incidence of, think of other things. Well, because it's garden variety. In the same way, for the same reason, they don't want to know, they don't want your doctor to spend a half an hour every day reporting details of every cold that he treated, or every earache, or every muscle spasm, because it's not worth recording. Well, the CDC doesn't record flu until just now, until this time, this flu outbreak, which still hasn't come close to the size of the flu season that's running right now through the hills of West Virginia. People are catching the flu. They're probably watching TV thinking they've got coronavirus, that they've got the Chinese flu, because they've got the flu. It's hard to tell the two apart. I mean, short of a laboratory test, it's impossible. So you've got, well, they estimate the number of people that will be hospitalized with the run-of-the-mill flu is 500,000. The number that will die is 50,000. And the total number that will catch the flu is above 40 million. So you've got 40 million people freaking out, thinking they've got the deadly, fatal Chinese flu. They don't. And the only way they could find out, look what the media has done. Look what these pukes of the left have done to us. Because if you're sitting at home and you have flu symptoms and you're panicked now, hysteria, they got just the hysteria they want. You're now probably, what do people that know health, doctor or not, what do they all know about your health? It's your morale that determines your health more than anything else. So if you're hysterical and panicked and think you're dying, well, you start to get that way. Whereas last year when you got the flu, you went, honey, I've got the flu. I think I've got the flu. It's nothing. Now I'll be going into work. I'll just try not to sneeze on people. So now you got 500,000 people. No, excuse me. 40 million people in the U.S. who have or will have or had or are about to get the regular flu. And now they're what? They're jamming up their doctor's offices saying, I got to have the test, because pukes like Anderson Cooper and all these other left-wingers are saying, we need more test kits. We need test kits. We need 50 million test kits. We need 100,000. No, their latest one, they said they need a million ventilators, which is like, that's something wacko from the moon, the other side of the moon, a million ventilators, millions of test kits. Well, what does it do for you to go to your doctor's office and have what the president has said on national TV? It's a very unpleasant test, where they take a swab on a stick and shove it all the way down your nose, all the way back into your throat, into your pharynx. And the president said, just right underneath your, and they take a left turn at your eyeball. It's the way he said it. Oh, man, I just want that really bad. And you gag and sneeze all at the same time, all over your doctor. He doesn't know whether you have this virus. So your doctor's all freaked out because he's not in a hazmat suit. How much does a hazmat suit cost? A real hazmat thing, $500 more? And get this, talk about how stupid, how the left is yanking our chain. After a doctor gets in his hazmat suit and sticks that one Q-tip up your nose and you blow snot and coughing and wheezing all over him, which is guaranteed to happen when somebody puts a Q-tip right up under your eyeball, he has to throw the hazmat suit away. You don't just put it in the laundry and use it again. You have to throw it away. The mask, the gloves, the suit, you have to throw the whole damn thing away. And now if 40 million people are going to go out and they've got to have a test. And get this, these doctors on national television, They want all of this to happen in what they call a negative air pressure environment. Do you know what that is, folks? Do you know how expensive that is? A negative air pressure environment is one of those things that you see people working on, Petri dishes under a glass hood where the air is being sucked in. So the way you know that you're not going to get anything, any particle in the air, is that the air is all flowing away from you and into a HEPA, super HEPA filter exhaust. This, we're talking bazillions of dollars just to have people who have the regular flu, who are being made hysterical, get checked out. And then, get this, after you get your report from your doctor that after spending a couple $1,000s testing you, that to find out you just have the garden variety flu, guess what? Guess what, folks? Now, somebody sneezes on you, and you now are going, well, have I got the China flu now? Because the fact that you checked out on Monday doesn't mean when a guy sneezes on you on Tuesday, you got to go back in and get checked again because you're hysterical. You're freaking out. You're going to die. You don't have a will yet. You got to gather your children and get the family album together. This is the destruction of our country. And the light at the end of the tunnel I'm offering you is that fortunately, thanks to Mother Nature, not to these left-wing pukes, thanks to Mother Nature, viruses are part of Mother Nature. Viruses run a 4 or 5 week course, it appears. And we're right at the end of that. So we ought to see things getting a lot better. The stock market already figured it out when the president said, we're not going to shut down. And what did the stock market do today? I haven't even looked. Thursday, more rises in the stock market than ever in history. That's a hopeful thing. I'll leave you with that. That's a lot of people with a lot of money saying, you know what? I don't think anything is going to go down the toilet. I think Donald Trump is going to pull this thing out of the fire. And I do. I think that.
I have to ask you.
Yeah, Kevin, go ahead.
I have to ask because I'm totally against this stimulus package. I'm totally against it. I don't think that that we should be giving Americans free money. And this is why I say this. I'm on Social Security. I lost my eyesight when I was 14. And someone told me about Social Security. And ever since I've been receiving, I get $1,200 a month. And ever since I've been receiving this money, it made me feel like a piece of crap and feel like I'm worthless because I don't do anything except for sit around. I coach a wrestling team now, but I'm being 100% transparent saying that free money has turned me into, what's the word I want, dependent on this federal government. And I wish I would have never found out about it because there's things that I could be doing and know I could do instead of being handed free money.
Well, I love you, brother. That is so honest what you just said, and I appreciate it. You're a hell of a man. And don't worry, that money hasn't corrupted you. Just from what you just said, you just proved you weren't corrupted or tainted in any way by that money, and I'm sorry you got hurt. Did you have an accident when you were 14?
No, I was born with a disease called retinitis pigmentosa. It's a slow degenerative disease, and I have the useful sight. I don't have any useful eyesight left. I can just tell you if it's light or dark. I kind of believe it's due to a vaccine, but I can't prove it.
Let me say this. Let me say this to you. Stop feeling bad about yourself. Every time you go on the radio, you reach thousands of people, and you are sending out a tremendous message. Let me say this. About the money that's going to get, apparently it looks like it'll happen. And it looks like it'll happen. I think Mike Pence said in the next 3 weeks. So 4 weeks, 3 weeks, people are going to see in their bank account a direct deposit of for a family of four. In my case, I hope it arrives. Okay, in my case, a wife and two children, I'll see a check for $3,400 in my bank account. Now, let me tell you why Donald Trump has done the right thing here. And remember, Donald Trump is playing against these creeps, these pukes. So he has to outfox them. What will have happened here in a month is that more than 100 million American families will have received checks like that, or direct deposits, or paper checks in the mail. And the That's just your money. That's your money, folks, coming back to you. That's not welfare money. You're not robbing somebody else's earnings. We're all going to get that money. And what's going to sweep across the country, as I said this in an earlier show, even more important than preserving the temporary or whatever the boom in the economy, more important is preserving the Trump presidency, preserving the Trump movement. And the left knows this. The left is very they're very good on what their targets are. They aim at the right thing. They're aiming at Donald Trump. They've got everything. All their artillery is aiming right at Donald Trump. So if we can keep Donald Trump, they're gonna feel, and they will be, very defeated in this battle. So here's what's going to happen a month from now. Everybody, every Fannie family like me, $3,400, man, I can use that. And so all sorts of people that aren't as politically sophisticated as you or anybody else in this audience, they're going to be feeling really good about this check signed by the Treasurer of the United States, who works for Donald Trump. And, technically. And Donald Trump will have engineered that. This payout to the American people, here's what he's defeating, Kevin. He's a battlefield commander who's working with the troops he has. He's fighting the battle that's in front of him, not the one that's in his head, one that's in front of him on the ground. The Democrat strategy was to make Trump look like hell, to wreck the American economy, to cause unrest in the streets and civil chaos. When people have gotten $3,000 in the next month, they're going to feel good. They're not going to feel, that's going to pay the rent. That's going to pay the mortgage, the car payment. That keeps the refrigerator full. That's enough for the average Americans like, you and me to do okay on. So Donald Trump will have outfoxed crying Chuck Schumer and nervous Nancy Pelosi. He will have outfoxed them. They're not going to get credit for that money. Donald Trump is. And that's by that time, 3 to 4 weeks from now, everybody here, check up on me as the weeks go by here. The virus will have abated. When those checks are appearing, the virus will have abated. The stock market will be roaring. So checks arriving, stock market roaring, virus abating. That's it. I like that. I like that combination. And then Donald Trump, give it a few more weeks, and Donald Trump can resume those massive rallies of his, or, something like that. Then we can get back to laughing at sleepy Joe Biden, who can't put two sentences together if his life depends on it. And we can then go on to the crushing defeat for the Democrats on November 3rd. And then, Kevin and everybody else out there in the audience, we got 4 years of clear sailing of Donald Trump, the Russia hoax behind him, Ukraine hoax behind him and us, all of these efforts to destroy the president. So these will be the most glorious 4 years, and more glorious than the 3+ years we've just lived through. So that's my hopeful message, Kevin. I don't know. What do you think? You think I'm onto something?
I think you are. I would still like to see people I do believe Fauci is part of the deep state. It's part of the, I guess you could call it the medical end of the deep state. I don't like Fauci at all. The more I'm learning about him, the more I dislike him. I would like to see Hillary in jail. I would like to see the people that were that engineered this virus down in North Carolina, Chapel Hill University, that BSL-3 or 4 lab, whatever it was down there. I would like those people to be indicted or arrested for even messing around with this type of virus, because I do believe a lot of people.
Oh, now, by the way, you mentioned something else. Here's another silver lining in the gray cloud. The responsibility for this virus is going to be, because of Trump's leadership, the man who stands up there says, yes, the China virus, the Chinese virus, the China will get what it deserves as credit for wreaking this havoc on the world, for lying to the world, for concealing from the world. They will be This will help our program, our nationalist program as patriots. We don't want open borders. We don't want our industry situated in China. We don't want China to own us. And by the way, remember this, folks, the puke media that I excoriate so continuously, guess who owns the puke media? Guess who owns Puke Hollywood? Same people that own the puke basketball teams. They're owned by China. China owns so much of our country. And by the way, before I forget, it's a theme for a future show. Stay with me, Kevin, but I want to talk about the idea of repudiating the Chinese debt. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John,
every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Big Trump, John. That is. And we've got Kevin on the line with us from the great state. And China flu virus-free state of West Virginia on the line with us. And, you know, Kevin, you and I, we're brothers in our statehood here. North Dakota is like unto West Virginia. We don't have any deaths here in North Dakota. We have very few cases. Let me just look here. And let's see, in North Dakota, how many cases do we have? We have, and when I say cases, folks, that's a rubbery term. It just means that somebody in some medical office said, I think this guy's got coronavirus. And that's about all it means. Maybe a test was issued, maybe a false positive, maybe a person. Anyway, it's a very rubbery term. But in North Dakota, we have, let me find it for you here. We have a total of 23 alleged cases in our state of 750,000 people. Now, let's go over to West Virginia here. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was saying, shut it all down. 23 cases. Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. Well, let's see. West Virginia, I don't have a number for the whole of West Virginia. Let's see. Let's go up to Wheeling here and see if they've covered the whole state. No, but no deaths. And, you know, you actually have more cases now, Kevin, than we do. It looks like you probably have about 50 cases in the whole state. Or maybe 40. You're just barely ahead of us. Let me give you something else that's interesting, folks. And that is the way in which New York City figures into this whole thing. Get this. We have a total of, what was the total? I gave it a while ago. The total of U.S. cases. I'll come back to it. Let's see, the total of U.S. cases, let me get it here. I'm trying to make people feel better. We have 85,000 of these alleged cases here with 1,200 people whose deaths are attributed to it. But remember, folks, on the death that any doctor or attending physician of any of these 81, 85-year-old people, 80s people, they all have, and it says, they have multiple morbidity events. Multiple morbidity events. Morbidity means it's going to kill you. Okay, so if you got kidney failure and you get a flu, okay, you check out. But the flu didn't kill you. Your kidney failure did. You might have six different conditions. All right, multivariate, that's what we call it. So now, 85,000 cases in the U.S. All right. How many of those are in New York City? 22,000 in New York City. 6,000 in Westchester County. 4,000 in Nassau County. 2,800 in Suffolk County. Wow. If you don't live in New York City, not a whole lot happening. Fortunately, we're running out of time. And we'll be back together here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. I want to give a message of hope. Sky is not falling. No chicken littles here on the Trump Phenomenon Show. Thanks, Kevin. See you tomorrow night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.